The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's begin with this one from Woman's Day. This by their editor, Megan Murphy. Kind people rule. Three things in human life are important, according to author Henry James. The first is to be kind. The second is to be kind. And the third is to be kind. Can I get an amen? It's hard to debate the magic of kindness. If you can be mindful of how you treat others and be kind, friendly, patient, helpful, curious, compassionate, generous, even with just time or attention, you will connect with others in more meaningful ways, and it will profoundly improve your own energy and happiness. The research is overwhelming. Acting kindly is one of the most reliable ways to spark and grow happiness. Acts of kindness trigger the release of feel-good chemicals in our brains as well as lower our stress and protect us against more of it. And every day holds endless easy opportunities for kindness and connection, each one a lightning bolt of energy and yay. And her yay list for this month, fun finds that made me say yay. Twice as nice. Once this pumpkin spiced cake soy candle burns down, repurpose the elegant vessel to hold trinkets. It's the U.S. Glass House at fragrances.com, $55. Gluten-free goodness. I whip up big batches of pumpkin waffles with my favorite mix on Sundays and freeze them for the week. $9 at simplemills.com. And that's a gluten-free almond flour pumpkin mix, pumpkin pancake mix. And limited edition, I'm all about seasonal offerings, and these yogurt-dipped almonds with a hint of autumn spices are yay to the yum. And that's $5 at skinnydipped.com, skinny-dipped pumpkin spice almonds. From Woman's Day, Forces of Nature. Let fall's bounty inspire an entryway upgrade. Gone apple picking? The fruits of your labor can double as decor. Keep a bushel basket full of apples on the porch for delivery folks and use another as a planter. You can even nest apples in a natural wreath. Also, wreaths on the windows equals genius. Make guests feel welcome, especially with inviting outdoor blankets hung on a wooden ladder near your door. Try these tricks. Tie a bell onto your wreath to repel hungry birds and add a sprinkle of hot pepper flakes to make it less appetizing to squirrels. And then they have pictures of four wreaths that you can make at home in half bloom. This is a grapevine wreath that you start with. Hot glue on, a colorful mix of dried flowers in a crescent shape, adding dried grass and wheat stalks as you go. So basically you're covering half of the grapevine wreath. Then we have one called So Corny. You can guess what that looks like. Detach husks from one side of each of 20 ears of decorative dried Indian corn. Hot glue the undersides of the ears to their husks. Hot glue the corn ears, tops out, to an 18-inch craft ring, and you have a wreath made of Indian corn. Pining Away is our third. Wrap a wreath form with burlap ribbon. Paint the tips of pine cones with acrylic paint. Add glitter to some using matte Mod Podge. Once dry, wrap an 18-inch length of floral wire around the base of each pine cone and twist tie it around the wreath to form to secure. And did you know pine cones can close their scales to protect seeds from the cold, the wind, and animals that may try to eat them? I did not know that. And the last wreath is called Leaf Me Hanging. Create a maple leaf stencil from cardboard and use it to trace leaves on pages from an old book. Then cut them out. Hot glue book leaves to maple leaves. Those are real maple leaves. Attach leaves to a wreath form with hot glue, layering and overlapping as you go. It's very pretty, too, for the literary among us. Center stage. These fall staples make the perfect table toppers. An edible arrangement. Place a candle inside a hurricane lamp. The glass should be taller than the candle. Then place it in a taller, wider glass vase. Fill the space in between the two with a combination of walnuts, cranberries, and kumquats. Very pretty. And from Good Housekeeping, great reads for fall. Our November reads will help you get to know three very different families, including their secrets, struggles, and strife, as you give thanks with yours. Their first offering, a feel-good read called Signal Fires by Danny Shapiro, S-H-A-P-I-R-O. Life can change in an instant, and for the residents of Division Street, that moment comes on an otherwise ordinary summer night in 1985. Three teens have a few drinks. One of them gets behind the wheel and a fatal accident ensues right on the Wilf's front lawn. For Dr. Ben Wilf and his family, a secret regarding the circumstances of the crash becomes deeply woven into the fabric of their lives. But the rest of the street moves on, and when the Schenkmans move in and baby Waldo arrives in spectacular fashion, it seems as if the secret might fade beneath new memories. Years pass, and Ben retires, with his focus shifted to caring for his wife as her health declines. But one sleepless night, he meets Waldo Schenkman, who's grown into a precocious child, fascinated with the celestial bodies far beyond the tribulations on Division Street, which include his father's simmering temper. Old wounds are reopened through a riveting, breathtaking chain of events, shedding light on how the bonds of family can be stretched to the breaking point or lead to greater cohesion. Shapiro is one of the grand masters of family stories, and her first fiction in 15 years further cements that status. Next, a coming-of-age story, Demon Copperhead by Barbara Kingsolver, KingSolver. This sweeping tour de force, reminiscent of Charles Dickens's David Copperfield, follows an Appalachian boy named Demon, born to an impoverished teen mom. As their lives are buffeted by the many challenges the world throws at them, Demon finds himself battling hunger, dabbling in drugs, and forced into child labor and the foster care system. But along the way, he finds athletic success and the adoration of his peers, young love, friends who feel more like family, and an inner strength that will keep you rooting for him all the way. And last, a family drama, Flight, by Lynn Steger Strong, S-T-E-G-E-R-S-T-R-O-N-G. Just days before Christmas, siblings Henry, Kate, and Martin convene with their gaggle of spouses and kids at Henry's upstate New York house. But this is no idyllic family holiday. It's the first one without their late mom and the first they're not spending at her Florida home. It isn't long before the air is thick with unaddressed conflicts and personalities begin to clash. When a local mother and daughter need their help, all of them come together despite their differences in this rich and powerfully poignant novel. From Woman's Day, Close the Loop. For America Recycles Day, which is November 15th, we're spotlighting eco-conscious brands, finding sustainable and fashionable ways to turn trash into treasure. First, plastic bottles into purses. Rothy's transforms single-use plastic bottles into the signature thread used to make its bags, shoes, and more. Mini handbag that they show here in cedar herringbone, $175 at rothys.com, R-O-T-H-Y-S.com. Tin cans into jewelry. Every piece of jewelry from Canned Goods, that's the name of the company, is created from used tin food cans. For each item purchased, a can of food is donated to charity. They show a Full Moon's cuff bracelet in gold, $48, at cannedgoods.net, CannedGoods.net. And fishing nets into clothing. Net Plus, Made from recycled fishing nets is the main material in many of Patagonia's styles, including these shorts, which are 100% net plus. Women's baggies shorts in sun fade pink is what they're showing, $59 at patagonia.com, patagonia.com. From Real Simple, things cooks know, experts share their tried and true tips for a foolproof Thanksgiving that's as easy as pumpkin pie to pull together. The issue, you're working with just one oven, you know, like most people. The fix, cooking in a standard kitchen on Thanksgiving Day can be a bit of a brain teaser. If two dishes go into the oven at the same time, how long would it take the train to get to the station? I go through this every year. Skip the mental gymnastics and call on your small appliances. Cannell suggests heating up a dish or two in the microwave. An Instant Pot set on the sauté setting becomes an extra burner for warming up gravy or vegetables. An air fryer can warm up or even bake rolls. And we swear by those bonus countertop burners for big meals. They're much better than they used to be and get quite hot. We like the Duck's Top 1800-watt portable induction cooktop countertop burner, $57 on Amazon. And remember that your turkey will stay warm for up to an hour on the counter after roasting. Use that hour to reheat sides in the already hot oven. Issue? Cooking this massive meal in one day requires superhuman endurance and an advanced degree in logistics. I agree. The fix, make ahead. On Thanksgiving Day, I'm really only concerned with the turkey. Everything else is already fully or partially prepared, says John Cannell, author of Preppy Kitchen, Recipes for Seasonal Dishes and Simple Pleasures. A few days in advance, cook the sides, chop vegetables for stuffing, make cranberry sauce, and get your rolls ready to bake. If you do as much as you can before Thursday, Thanksgiving might almost feel leisurely, Cannell says. Oh, I didn't spell his name. K-A-N-E-L-L. Pies can also be made early. I refrigerate the pumpkin pie custard and crust separately, then fill the pie and bake it first thing Thanksgiving morning, says Amy Thielen, T-H-I-E-L-E-N, author of the upcoming cookbook Company, The Radically Casual Art of Cooking for Others. The spices in the custard need time to bloom so it tastes better after a day or two in the fridge. And baking the pie fills the house with wonderful Thanksgiving smells. The issue? Yikes. The turkey is still frozen. The fix? For thawing, budget a day in the fridge for each 4 to 5 pounds. Already behind? Thielen suggests putting the packaged turkey in a sink full of cold water for a day. I weigh the bird down with heavy pans, adding ice throughout the day to keep it cold. By evening, it's mostly thawed, and I refrigerate it so it keeps thawing overnight. If you find ice in the cavity when you season the bird, rinse the cavity with cold water until the ice is loose enough to pull out. The issue? Your gravy tastes meh. The fix? Dear old gravy can often be a problem, says Nicole A. Taylor, author of Watermelon and Red Birds, a cookbook for Juneteenth and Black celebrations. Her last name, T-A-Y-L-O-R. To rescue gravy, try adding finely chopped herbs and a splash of balsamic vinegar. Another easy way to deepen the flavor? Stir in a bit of soy sauce or fish sauce for an undertone of umami. The issue? Getting everything to the table at the same time while it's still hot. It feels like an impossible feat. The fix? When menu planning, choose a few cold dishes, like a colorful salad, or at least some that taste good closer at room temperature. Roasted Brussels sprouts and squash are delicious with only a little lingering heat. In general, veggies cooked with olive oil fare better at room temperature because butter congeals at a lower temperature. Vegetables cooked with butter need to be served hot to stay slick, Thielen points out. The issue? Vegan guests, gluten-free guests, keto guests. The fix? Make sure you know about your crowd's dietary restrictions. If you don't know, ask in advance, like now. For most groups, serving two hearty vegetarian dishes will cover you. But if there's more than one vegan in the bunch, make those dishes totally plant-based instead. This will also accommodate your dairy-free folks. That's often as simple as swapping out butter for olive oil or plant-based butter. Also totally fine, ask friends with dietary restrictions if they'd like to bring a dish to share. The issue? Your carefully constructed pie crusts always slump in the oven. The fix? Many recipes call for lining an unbaked pie shell with parchment paper, filling it with pie weights or dried beans, and then fully or partially baking it without the filling. This is known as blind baking or par baking. But that often isn't enough to stop the sag. There are a few keys to preventing crusts from slumping, Cannell says. First, choose a ceramic or metal pie plate. Glass tends to be more slippery. Next, after you place the crust in the pie plate, freeze it for an hour. Then line it with parchment paper as usual. But instead of adding the pie weights on top of the parchment, take a long sheet of heavy-duty aluminum foil, double or triple it, and mold it into a pie shell shape. Place the foil shell on top of the parchment, and then add the weights. The aluminum foil is like a magical wall that keeps your pie crust supported, and it's reusable. The issue? There are pounds and pounds of leftovers. The fix? Be prepared. Stock up on to-go containers in all sizes, aluminum foil, and wax or parchment paper. Taylor instructs. Mac and cheese fits well in a neatly folded foil packet. Cake and pies need a roomy box and wax paper. You can also ask guests to bring their own containers. The issue? After dinner, the kitchen looks like it was hit by a tornado. The fix? Do whatever it takes to have an empty dishwasher, sink, and dish rack when guests arrive. This is an excellent job for children, teenagers, or anyone who doesn't cook. With a blank slate, you can get plates in the dishwasher and crusty pans soaking in the sink right away. Once everyone is stuffed, do like Thielen and divide the mess into bite-sized chunks. Prolong never-ending cleaning and pan scrubbing kills the mood in the room. So after the meal, I let my family and friends clear the table and load the dishwasher. Then we sit back down again to talk and gather our strength for dessert. Major pot and pan scrubbing can come later, after you're fortified by pie. From Woman's Day, Talkin' Turkey. Prep your best ever bird with expert troubleshooting from the very best experienced chefs in the Woman's Day Test Kitchen. Some foul facts. Frequently asked questions, FAQs. How much turkey should I get? Plan on 1 pound of turkey per person. Serving more than 16, instead of two whole turkeys, buy one 12-pound bird and a breast. Roast the full turkey on the upper rack of your oven, and the breast split and placed on a baking sheet on the lower rack. What about thawing a frozen turkey? Place the frozen packaged turkey on a rimmed baking sheet in the refrigerator. Plan on 5 hours for every pound. A 12-pound bird will take 2 to 3 days. And how do you know if it's done? When a thermometer inserted into the thickest part of the thigh reads 165 degrees and the juice runs clear, not pink. Let it rest for 20 to 30 minutes before carving. From Woman's Day, nice slices. The secret to perfecting your pie skills? Practice, practice, practice. Bake a different one every weekend. To get started, prep dough and keep in the fridge for up to 5 days or in the freezer for up to 2 months. Roll out dough, thawed if previously frozen, on floured parchment paper for a stick-free solution that's easy to transfer to a pie plate. While rolling, keep everything cold to avoid a melty mess and ensure the flakiest ever crust. Better yet, freeze the entire pie for 15 minutes to keep the crimped edge intact. Let the baking begin. And then they offer their basic pie dough. Active time, 10 minutes. total 2 hours and 10 minutes, and it makes dough for a 1 9-inch crust. 2.5 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 cup, which is 2 sticks, cold unsalted butter cut into pieces, 6 to 8 tablespoons ice water. In a food processor, combine flour, sugar, and salt. Add butter and pulse until mixture resembles coarse crumbs, slightly smaller than peas. Continue to pulse, adding 6 tablespoons ice water, until dough is crumbly but holds together when squeezed. Pulse in more ice water, 1 teaspoon at a time, if necessary. Do not overmix. Divide dough between 2 pieces, plastic wrap, and shape each into a 1/2-inch thick disc. Wrap tightly and refrigerate until firm, at least an hour. To make it ahead, refrigerate the pie crust for up to 3 days or freeze for up to 2 months. To use it then, once it's frozen, thaw overnight in the fridge before using. And from Real Simple, cheddar mashed potatoes. Active and total time are both 15 minutes, and it serves 8. These are shortcut mashed potatoes. We need 3 to 3.5 pounds prepared mashed potatoes, 8 ounces sharp white cheddar cheese, shredded, about 2 cups, 1 cup sour cream, 3 tablespoons whole grain mustard, kosher salt, which is optional, and 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, melted. Combine the mashed potatoes, cheese, sour cream, and mustard in a large pot over medium-low. Cook, stirring often until potatoes are warmed through and cheese is melted, 10 to 15 minutes. Season with salt if desired. Serve topped with melted butter. And as a make-ahead option, prepare the recipe up to 2 days in advance. Reheat on the stove or in a slow cooker before dinner. From Woman's Day, pumpkin spice it up. Go ahead and embrace fall's ultimate flavor. This is DIY pumpkin pie spice. Mix 3 tablespoons ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons ground ginger, 1 1/4 teaspoons freshly grated nutmeg, 1 teaspoon each ground allspice and ground cloves, and 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Use it in baked goods or sprinkle it with a pinch of sugar on buttered toast, popcorn, plain donuts, and more. And also from Women's Day, they've got some seasonal things to recommend here. Smooth Sip. This brew is bottled with cream and spices for the perfect pick-me-up. It's the Stoke Pumpkin Cold Brew at stokebrew.com. That'll tell you where you can get it. stokebrew.com. It's a bottled cold brew coffee drink. $5.50 a piece. For an on-the-go breakfast, get a bite of real pumpkin in these soft-baked fig bars. Nature's Bakery Pumpkin Spice Fig Bar, $6 at naturesbakery.com. naturesbakery.com. Better than butter. Slather this spread on toast for an instant upgrade. It's Land of Lakes, or Land O' Lakes, Pumpkin Pie Spice Butter Spread. $3. You know you can get it at the grocery stores, but it says landolakes.com. And a pop of flavor from Spiced Caramel Corn. Makes the best gift for a host. Pumpkin Spice by Poppy Handcrafted Popcorn. $12 at poppyhandcraftedpopcorn.com. poppyhandcraftedpopcorn.com. An interesting side or two from Real Simple. Creamed spinach casserole. Active time 15 minutes. Total time is 30 and it serves 6. 3 tablespoons unsalted butter. 1 yellow onion chopped. 4 cloves of garlic finely chopped, about 4 teaspoons. 2 5.2-ounce packages of herb and garlic soft cheese, such as Boursin, B-O-U-R-S-I-N. 1 teaspoon kosher salt. half teaspoon freshly ground black pepper, a quarter teaspoon ground nutmeg, 2 12-ounce packages of frozen chopped spinach, thawed and squeezed dry, 2 ounces Parmesan cheese grated, about a half cup divided, 1 cup heavy cream, 16 round buttery crackers such as Ritz, crushed into fine crumbs. Preheat oven to 400 with a rack in the top third of the oven. Melt butter in a large oven safe and table worthy if you have it, skillet over medium. Add onion and garlic. Cook, stirring often until softened, about 6 minutes. Reduce heat to medium-low. Add soft cheese, salt, pepper, and nutmeg. Cook, stirring until cheese is melted, 1 to 2 minutes. Stir in spinach and a quarter cup Parmesan. Stir in cream. If your skillet is not oven safe, transfer the mixture to a 13-by-9-inch baking dish. Sprinkle with cracker crumbs and remaining quarter cup of Parmesan. Bake until golden, 10 to 15 minutes. As a make-ahead, prepare spinach mixture up to 2 days in advance and refrigerate in a baking dish. Before baking, top with cracker crumbs and remaining 1/4 cup Parmesan. And another, citrus spice cranberry sauce. Active time, 10 minutes. Total time, 25, and it serves 12. 4 whole cloves, 3 star anise, 3 cinnamon sticks, 2 medium navel oranges, and 2 14-ounce cans whole berry cranberry sauce. Place spices on a small square of cheesecloth and gather into a pouch. Tie with twine. Zest 1 orange. Use a knife to remove the peel and white pith from both oranges. Working over a medium pot to catch juices, slice oranges into segments, dropping segments into the pot. Discard membranes. Add cranberry sauce and spice pouch to the pot. Bring to a simmer over medium. Reduce heat to medium-low and cook, stirring occasionally until thickened slightly, about 15 minutes. Remove spice pouch. Stir in zest. Serve warm or at room temperature. For make-ahead, refrigerate up to 5 days ahead. Serve at room temperature. And everything dinner rolls. Active time, 5 minutes. Total time, 20. And it serves 10. We need cooking spray, 20 frozen dinner rolls, 2 tablespoons unsalted butter, 1 tablespoon honey, 2 tablespoons everything bagel seasoning. Coat a 13-by-9-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Thaw rolls according to package directions in baking dish. Preheat oven to 350. Melt butter and honey together in the microwave or on the stove. Brush rolls with honey butter and sprinkle with seasoning. Bake until golden, 15 to 20 minutes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.